Oh, how it feels to be lost in the middle of nowhere with no idea where you are or how to get back. So, I'd like to share you my story. Now, my father was a park ranger, and apparently his dad was too, so my father and grandfather would often lecture me on the dangers of being out in the middle of nowhere by yourself, and how you have to be so careful because you don't know who's out there or what could happen. But me being a younger kid at the time, that did not bother me one bit. My mindset was, well, the further out into the woods I go, the more chance of adventure there's gonna be for me. So, I'd always like to go wandering off a little further than where I'm supposed to go. You know, just kind of like typical kid stuff, I guess. But looking back on it now, it's much, much stupider. And of course, I was kind of blind to any stranger danger at the time. But I digress too much now, so I'd like to get to my story. Now, this isn't set in a beautiful, picturesque summer's day. No, this is set in the middle of a cold October month in winter. Now, at the time I'd finished school, and I wasn't working, and to be honest, I didn't really know what I wanted. I used to work in some more old shop somewhere. It was basically a big surplus store, and I really liked the owner and got on with him well there. I worked with him for a little while, but I had to quit because it was God. I can't put into words how bored I would get if I was in the back room on my own. I'd have to do work in there for 2 or 3 hours at a time. The thing was, customers would come in the front, but nobody would really want to talk to me, so I'd get really bored. Now, my grandparents kicked up a riot when I wanted to quit. They kind of still had the more older mindset that you have to keep a job, you don't know how quick they're gonna come, but God. Working for $6 an hour, or less I think, is not worth it. Especially once you finish school and you really want to have a good time. So yeah, I basically didn't know what I wanted. I wasn't really a big fan of what was being offered in school, and I'd been to the college open day things, but it really put me off to be honest. The things they were showing me looked incredibly boring, and I really didn't know what I wanted to do. So having my adventure walks is one of my favourite things. I guess now it probably was out of pure boredom, but at the time it was the opposite. I eventually did become bored of being out in the woods on my own because after a while you kind of need more company, but it's what I did at the time. For me it was probably a good thing going in more winter months because I could kind of get away from everyone, and at times that was just what I wanted, just to be away and with myself for a while. So, I say, bye mum, I'm going out, and she says, please promise me you won't be too far, but you have to be back in time for dinner. I say, yeah, don't worry, I won't. That was no issue. Whenever my mum made my dinner, it would always be too hot, so I wouldn't always end up eating it all. So I set out. I go across a small stream, and I'm walking along a lake not far from where I live. Now, the tree lines are absolutely beautiful here, and you have to be quite careful not to fall in the water. I have my raincoat on because, yes, you guessed it, it's raining a lot now. And I just take a few seconds just to appreciate how beautiful the rainfall is onto the lake. I always used to think when I was younger these were some kind of animals, and my dad would used to joke that it's some kind of fish trying to get air, and me being stupid would believe him and beg him to go fishing to try and capture some of the fish. I'd even put my hands in trying to capture things, and my dad would just laugh. Yeah, sometimes he could be quite funny like that. So, for this particular adventure, I don't really have a direction. I just kind of wanted to get away from everything and the responsibilities of life, you know. I say that, it's not really like I had many back then, but God did it feel like it for me. So, I continue walking while carefully avoiding different puddles and things. The leaves were kind of like a dark orange or red colour, I guess, and most of the trees themselves were barren of life. It kind of set a tone. It wasn't too far away from Halloween, and I actually kind of felt like it was a bit of a themed walk, so I guess it was good. So, just to the left of me is this beautiful lake, and to the right is a more dense forest. I eventually say goodbye to the lake as I continue on my walk. I'm basically following one of the streams uphill a bit, which is a direction I don't usually head in. Now, the only annoying thing about doing this is that I got really wet really quick because of the water. Now, as I continue up, I'm careful not to slip and fall on any of the mossy rocks. I eventually make it back up onto a big path, which I know sometimes people like to jog down, but not very often. It's quite a muddy track now, and I have to duck under the trees, which annoys me because I already have quite bad posture, even back then. The low-hanging branches keep slapping me in the face too, which is really annoying, but I continue. I decide to take a turn off of the normal path and go into the woods themselves a bit. I mean, actually off the path. I eventually come up to a small bridge that I need to cross over, and this should lead me slightly further away from people. Just to the left of me is a continuation of the stream and the right, and I take a few seconds just to take in how beautiful everything is here. I continue, and I start to press quite deep into the woods. Now, it's not dark, but I guess because of the clouds stopping any light piercing through, it's starting to look quite dark. But I know I've still got quite a good few hours of daylight, which is important because then I can be back in time before my mum gets me. Strangely, I notice a very bright orange tree up ahead of me. This is far brighter than any of the other ones I've found around me, which I think is quite odd. Then I notice there's a few more like this, but I don't think much of it. I take a while to appreciate and I think to myself, God, I'm so lucky to be out here and away from everyone. I guess my mind kind of gets lost into the overthinking patterns, where I'm trying to think of what to do, what not to do, and what to chase. I know that I'm definitely on a different path from most people, but I don't know, I kind of just feel a bit like, I'm not sure what I want to do with school. I know I don't really want to study, but there's not much for me to do. I don't find much of anything interesting, really. I had a couple of friends at the time, but they really weren't the greatest, and they weren't necessarily people you could ask for advice. If you wanted advice about one thing, you get told something else, which would probably make your situation worse. Or sometimes when I would speak to my best friend, he would just ramble on and on about himself, and he wouldn't have paid any attention to what you said. He would literally wait for you to finish your sentence before immediately talking about himself, and it just kind of made me feel a bit trapped in my head. I didn't really want to talk to my parents about it. I kind of felt better talking to my friends, but like I said, I wouldn't really get much back in return. So yeah, here I am now, kind of getting lost in my own mind a bit. Going deeper and deeper, ever so little, into the woods without realizing it. Now, a good indicator of being far away from normal is the fact that I haven't seen anyone. The rain will usually do this, but not to this degree. This was actually quite rare, to be honest. Again, I think this is odd, but here I am. So at this point, the rain started to slow down a little bit, which is quite nice, but I keep on getting hit in the face by random bits of water that have fallen from the trees. Now weirdly, I come across an abandoned road that I've actually never seen before. It's weird because you can tell this has been abandoned for a long time, but there's definitely no cars that have been on it recently, but why have I never noticed it? I think this is odd. It's kind of like more of a dirt road, but it's weird, it just looks really out of place. Now at this point, I'm walking through some trees that have more life to them, and I guess they look really pretty compared to everything. And once again, I begin getting lost in my mind. Now, when I'm walking, I realize every so often that there's a strange flash of light just coming from the right side of my eyes. Now, I'm actually quite paranoid that maybe I've got some kind of mega migraine coming on or something's wrong with my eyes. It seems like it's during every second step that I notice this weird flash of light. I try my best to ignore it and continue walking, but I can't seem to. It's really bizarre, it literally is like if I step down hard enough it does something, I don't know, maybe nerve related, and causes my eyes to go weird. It's strange because when I decide to remain completely still, I can't really see much of anything. Everything is completely normal, and there's no flashes, so I continue with my walk. But every so often, I'm struck with that flashing light again, and it's actually starting to annoy me a bit. I think, oh god, well now? I've already had quite a bad issue with my vision before, and I don't really have the best eyes, so I truly don't want things to get any worse for me. But every so often, I'm convinced I'm seeing a strange flashing light coming out the right side of my vision, and it will not stop. It's bizarre too, because even if I try and stop and replicate the steps I was doing, there's no flashes now. But hey, this is a problem to worry about if it persists, I tell myself. Though in the back of my mind, truthfully, I'm a little worried. Now, eventually I make it up to a really nice spot not far from a beautiful body of water, and I take a few seconds just to sit here. I've realised now that I'm truly not sure where I've gotten to, but up ahead of me I see a small, kind of man-made bridge thing. There's no water running under the bridge, but you can see that these stones have been arranged specifically for you to go somewhere. This is really odd because there's no trail path up here, and I haven't seen anyone at all, so nobody else is up this way, and just ahead of it you can see a path. This is strange because again, it kind of looks like a path someone's made, but it looks like no one ever goes up here. Now, just off to the left of me, I can see a strange figure, just off in the distance, somewhat behind a tree. It's really bizarre, but they seem to sink slowly down into water, and I can't tell what it is. I think this is probably just a tree or something, so I just continue onwards. I'm walking now, splashing into the water. I don't care because my shoes are very waterproof, but as I'm doing so, every so often that flash comes back again. This time it's dead ahead of me. Now this is really odd now. There shouldn't be any flashes in front of me, and the problem I had earlier is out of the right corner of my eye, in my peripheral vision, not directly in front of me. But every time I stop and strain, I can't see anything or anyone. Bizarre. Convinced that there's something wrong with my eyes, I decide that I'm just gonna see what's up here, then I'm gonna head back home. Now while walking, I can see the abandoned remains of a campsite from long ago. It's a tent which has all holes in it, and it kind of looks like an old military issue one, but somewhat older. It's quite bizarre being there. It looks very out of place, and there's not really any signs of any life around here. I'm definitely going up to something that somebody used to live in, but I don't know who or why. So, I just keep going. Now, while I'm walking, I slip slightly and have to grip a tree quickly just to steady myself. As I do so, I look up and there seems to be quite a large, abandoned house up ahead of me. I can't really see it well, but it's basically in a different direction that I'm heading. I decide to go and investigate because why not? I then take my first few steps in that direction, and I hear a click sound now. It's not really like anything you'd be worried about, but it's quite a weird sound. It sounds like plastic being pressed down upon, but again, I don't give it much thought. I'm kind of just blinded to my problems ahead of me with my vision, thinking, oh god, am I gonna lose some of my sight or what is this? And I start to panic a bit. Sometimes I can overthink about the smallest details, and that's basically what's happening, but I'm trying to put on a really brave face now. I continue walking, and there it is. It's not as big as I thought it was, but it's kind of like a big old cabin house thing. I don't know how to describe it. It doesn't look like anyone's been there recently, but there is a small muddy path that leads up to it. And I've come this far, so who am I not to continue on my adventure? So, I continue walking, this time sloshing in the leaves next to the path. I don't want to get my shoes too muddy, even though they're waterproof, because they're brand new pretty much, so I continue onwards. Now, every so often, I can see some kind of marking in the trees. It's almost like wooden carvings that almost look like they're there naturally, but you can tell they aren't. There's lots of lines and crosses on them, and this is weird. It's something I've not seen before. You can also see a rock formation that seems to channel some water stream down that's definitely man-made. I start to think maybe I've come up to some old logger's cabin and this is what they were looking for. Water. I don't know, it seems pretty bizarre. As I get closer and closer to the structure ahead of me, I have a feeling that maybe, just maybe, there's someone in there. I don't think it's entirely likely, however, and I continue going up to it, so I edge ever closer to this thing, not really thinking much of my surroundings. I eventually make it just outside of this cabin thing, and I just stand there for a moment, confused about what I'm seeing, and then my dad's voice kicks in my head. "Son, what are you doing there? What have I told you before?" I think, God. Is this my dad really speaking to me, or just my conscience? I look around and realize it's just in my mind, and my dad's advice has really struck to me now. I know I probably shouldn't explore this, but I've come this far now and I don't even know how to get back. Plus, if I ever wanted to go back to this place, it'd probably be really difficult to find, so I decide that it's best for me to go on. I make my first few steps towards the porch area, and I try and look through the windows, but it's quite hard to see into this place. It's really quite a nice building, but it's gotta be probably 70 years old or so. It looks quite dated, and I just hope that the door opens. I give a quick hello, quite loudly, and I actually knocked on the door, half expecting somebody to open it, but nobody does. I think this is good because it's a sign I should be able to go in here without having too many issues. So I go ahead and try the door. Surprisingly, it does actually open, just a bit. I have to force my way in somewhat, and I take my first step in. I go to call out again, but I stop myself thinking, if someone's in here, they've definitely heard me, but nobody's replied. I'm then met with a really weird smell, one that I've not really smelt before, and it's absolutely disgusting. It smells like somebody's put tons of waste into one area and burnt it, then repeated the same process 20 times. It was awful. It actually makes me put my shirt over my nose just so I don't have to smell it. Honestly, it was so bad. Now, this place looks like it's been abandoned long ago, but strangely, there's some signs of life. There's a kettle and other cooking utensils that don't look so dirty like the rest of this place, and there is a mattress and a bed in another room, but I don't bother going through there. Now, the smell seems to get worse as I head into the hallway. I then realise that there's steps going down, and there's lights on strangely at the bottom, just enough to illuminate the bottom of the stairs. Again, the sense of adventure takes over, and my dad's voice is screaming in my head to get out of there, but I don't do that. I just continue on. Now, I take my first few steps, and I have to be careful because my shoes are wet, so it makes me start to slip a little bit, and I steady myself. I now realize what I'm looking at. There's a little tunnel system just ahead of me. Now, it's a very tight squeeze, but there's light coming from it, and I go for it. Now, the floor's pretty dirty but very dry, and the gap's not very big. I can just about fit through it, and I'm not really that big. I'm still slender to this day, but I kind of worm my way through. I'm actually becoming quite claustrophobic, but managed to calm myself down, and I eventually squeeze through the gap. I steady myself up and I look around, and honestly, I'm still not sure what to think of it now. There's a really large basement area that it opens up into, and it's not what you'd expect to find. No storage or boxes, no spare bedroom, no boiler system, no nothing. There's a very dated laboratory, with all kinds of different specimens and things in dusty old jars that I can't really see well into. There's all kinds of chemical and things and vials everywhere. And strangely, there's no bad smell here, just the smell of chemicals. Now, it must have been powerful because I can smell everything through the sleeve of my shirt that's covering my nose. Now, this is really bizarre. It literally looks like some kind of mad scientist laboratory underground, but why would it be hidden like this? I don't know. Now, I quickly go to switch sides of what's covering my face from my right sleeve to my left because I want to open another door I can see. And as I do so, I'm suddenly struck with that smell once again. That disgusting smell which is more powerful than the chemical smell that I'm feeling right now burning through my nose. It's coming from the door ahead of me. I take one step closer to the door and I look behind myself. There's definitely nobody else here, right? I take a step closer and I put my hand on the door and crash. There's a loud sound from above me. I have to hit my arm to stop me screaming. I immediately withdraw from the door and stop dead in my tracks. I can hear something or someone walking around up ahead of me. Oh god, you're really in trouble now. There's no way that I'm gonna go through that door that I put my hand on before, but I'm certainly trapped now. I stop absolutely dead still for god knows how long, and I don't hear any other sounds. It now dawns on me that I probably shouldn't stay in this room for too long because of the chemical smell, and that I also need to try and get out without making any sound. I become as quiet as I possibly can, and I slowly take one step forward. I slowly begin to crawl and make my way through that gap. I continue until I'm almost at the end of it and I hear a door close above. Oh good, someone must be leaving, I think to myself. I then push myself clear and start slowly making my way towards the steps, being as quiet as possible. I take my first step on and it makes a slight creak sound. I stop immediately, so angry that there's no way I can get up here quietly. I realize I'm gonna have to wait it out now, and hopefully this person is gone, whoever they are, or however many there are. I wait for probably an hour, but realistically 15 minutes because of the adrenaline, and I start to make another step up those stairs. I must have only got about halfway up when there's another loud creak. I realize now I don't really have the option to move back. I turn around and I'm sure I can hear the door creak from in the other room that I didn't open. Half expecting some kind of zombie to come out and come and get me, I start to power forward and get ahead, just making it to the top of the stairs. I take a look around and there's no one, luckily. I'm frozen in place, but absolutely aware of the sounds coming from behind me. I then slowly make my way to the front door and carefully close it behind me. And that's when I hear it. A kind of scream sound that I've not heard before. I can't figure out the direction that it's coming from, but I then realize that there's something just up on a tree line. It's a very dark figure. I've realized that it's a person with extremely disgusting clothes who looks impossibly tall. He was probably about 6'4" or 6'5", but to me at that age was an absolute giant. I say, hey, and again there's that scream sound. I've realized this is someone I can't reason with, and that's when he starts running. Without making another sound, I can see his lanky silhouette beckoning towards me with something in his hand. I'm frozen in fear until eventually something kicks in and I bolt into life. I have no idea what direction I'm going in, but I know I have to get away from this person. Suddenly, it becomes clear that I need to get out of here and I start sprinting into the woods. Now the problem is, I'm no longer on a path. I don't know what direction that I'm heading in, and I'm being hunted. I glance over my shoulder quickly, and I start crying a little bit. I can't see this person just yet, but I can see the cabin. I start sprinting and slowly making my way across different puddles and things, trying my best not to be heard and not to be seen. I can see more of the strange markings on the trees, and as I'm on my journey, I can see something just off to the left. It looks like another campsite, but this one's covered in bags, and that smell hits me again. Even at my most fear, I still realize how disgusting this thing smells. I eventually realize that I've come to an area where the trees are going to be really difficult to pass, and this area is very steep, and probably really going to slow me down. I'm frozen for a second, and I look to my left and see a lake. There's a dated sign that says danger, deep water. I realize I can't go this way. I look back and I can hear him screaming again, not far away now. I can't see where he is, but he definitely knows where I am. I realize that my only option is to try and go up this steep hill, and I basically have to kind of swing from tree to tree to make it up here, half slipping the whole time. I scream, "Who are you and what do you want?" And there's silence now. Annoyingly, the sounds of the rain are basically covering up whoever this is chasing me, or however many there are. I've only seen one so far, but I have a feeling there might be more people. I make it up to kind of a flat area, and I have to catch my breath for a few seconds. Just as I'm doing so, there's that flashing again. I've realized now that it's probably the flash of a camera, and something is definitely going on here. I don't know if this is the same person chasing me as before, but my god, is it weird. Now I know that somebody was taking pictures of me earlier, or at least that's what I think it is, or maybe it's my eyes going bad, but I don't know. I luckily make it to a more downhill area now that I know I can pick up the pace on, and being slender comes as an advantage in this situation because I can basically dart in between the different trees. I start saying aloud, "I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry, Grandpa. I should have listened to you both. I don't know what I'm doing out here on my own. I'm not a big, strong ranger like you. I'm sorry." Really thinking these are going to be my last words. Crazy thoughts to have at such a young age. I wasn't necessarily annoyed at myself for going on the adventure, just more annoyed for being dishonest to my parents. I thought if I didn't make it, I would have hated the fact that I'd lied to them. Now, I can no longer hear the screaming coming from behind me or see the flashes, so I start to walk a bit slower, desperate to get my breath back and suffering from quite a large adrenaline dump, feeling kind of weird. I keep walking, and I've realized that if I continue going downhill, I should eventually make it to a larger bridge which should be closer to civilization. I start following the edge of the lake, every so often looking behind me. I'm now at kind of like a light jogger's pace as I start to pick up speed again. I've probably been on the run for a good 20 or 25 minutes, which is an insanely long time to be running and sprinting through a forest going up and downhill. My legs actually feel like they're jelly, and I'm really scared that they're going to completely give way at some point and that I'm never going to make it back home. But luckily, just off in the distance is that bridge, and honestly it looks like the gates of heaven to me at this point. It honestly felt like I was taken to another world when I saw this and snapped back out of this crazy dream one. I then go as quick as I possibly can for another good 5 or 10 minutes, eventually making it over to that bridge. I'm too scared to look behind me once more. I've realized that my only option to really get out of here now is to wait for a car. And I stick my thumb up like I've seen in the films, and eventually a car stops for me. I quickly jump in, and they ask what's wrong. I say, nothing, I'm just a bit far from home, and I say where you need to take me. And then, the driver just looks at me and says, well, you're a long way from home, but don't worry, I'm heading over that way. I'll happily give you a ride there. And I kind of zoned out and didn't say anything for the next hour or so. I then ask how much further is it, and the driver says about another 50 minutes, and it hits me just how far away I've gone from the area that I knew. I must have been out for hours, but I guess your time kind of gets distorted when you're in a traumatic situation. Eventually, they drop me just off where I can quickly depart and jog the rest of the way home. I say thank you, and I do that. I never even caught the name of this driver, but I really wish I did, because I'd love to thank them now. They probably ended up saving my life by dropping me off. I just wish and wish I could have told them what happened, but I just couldn't. I was too scared. I eventually got home and surprisingly had only missed dinner by about 10 minutes, so my mom wasn't too angry. Now my mom would have done me for absolute murder had she have known what had happened. God knows what my dad would have done, so this story remained a secret up until now when I decided to share it. Now, I don't know exactly where the area is. It would be impossible for me to find now, as I'd moved town and so did my parents. But my God, I don't know what I discovered that day, but I can only imagine it was either some kind of drug den, or maybe somebody was doing God knows what out in those woods. I just hope to God that nobody else ever had to discover it like me, but I hate how stupid I was for going to investigate.